something up as fast as it passed. All right. I saw that you were part of Sukkoden. Sukkoden Terror Crisis.
Oh, yes. Yes. I don't even know how to pronounce it.
No one does. The entire staff of RP Gamer cannot pronounce
the
Sukkoden game.
Right. We think it's called half the time.
I thought it was Tichiaris. I really did.
It was really fun to pre-order.
It's like, how do you... What is it? Sukkoden DS. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
All right.
So, Sam, you're throwing it?
Yeah. Right. Hi, RP Gamer fans. This is Sam Marcello at Fan Expo 2012, and with me is Becky Cunningham.
Yo.
And Scott Wachter.
Yeah, you're sick of my voice by now, right?
And we're here with Elias, and I'm going to butcher your last name. I'm so sorry. Is it Trofaxis?
Close enough. Yeah, it's pretty close enough.
Now, everybody knows you best probably for Adam Jensen from Deus Ex. Tell me about some of the challenges that you had with the role.
The hardest thing for me was always playing the fact that I had to play it over 4 years. So even watching playing the game recently, it's just you could tell that my voice kind of... I don't really find the character until... I didn't really find him until about, you know, 6 months into doing the job. And by that point, I had already recorded so much out of sequence. So when I play the game, people don't tend to notice it, but when I play it, I can tell what I recorded first, and, you know, because I don't really think that I got the character. So maintaining a character over 4 years is what was tricky about it.
So we know you've done also some TV film type stuff. How does the audition process differ between doing TV and film and video games?
Actually, it's funny you ask that, because nowadays it doesn't anymore. I just auditioned the other day for a different Ubisoft game, and it's just like a film audition. It's exactly the same, because they're doing everything with performance capture now. I'm sure if they were auditioning somebody like Adam Jensen, the voice would be very, you know, because it's a first-person game, so you hear the voice more than you see the character. So you'd just go into a sound booth and read some lines, just like you would any other audition. Yeah, that's it.
In terms of voice acting, how do you actually prepare yourself for each role?
Like you would any other character. You know, you just do it like, you know, you break down the script to see what the character's going through and what you think you could bring to it. And you have directors and writers there helping you out. But it doesn't really, for me, if I'm doing a video game, or for me, if I'm doing Sean Bacher's making a lot of noise. For me, if I'm doing a video game or a play or a film or a television show, it doesn't matter. It's all about character and what I can bring to the character.
Well, and I was going to say, in terms of Deus Ex, with all those morality choices, I would say that had to be probably very difficult to keep in mind as you were playing, right?
Well, that's the tricky thing about Deus Ex, is that you have to record every possible outcome. So for me to pick what I think my character's arc would be, it doesn't matter, because it's about what you think my character's arc would be. So I have to record every option and give myself that, like, back it up for every character option. And sometimes I disagreed with what the character would do, but it's up to the player. So,
yeah.
Keep going with yours.
Okay. So I have a Blast from the Past question, but you worked on Suikoden Terror Crisis. Tell me about that experience, considering I'm sure it has no mocap or anything related to that.
No, that was like doing... It was like doing an anime, like a voiceover anime, which I've done before. It's a lot of like, yeah, let's go! Like, things like that. So it's a lot of fun. And I grew up watching anime, so, you know, that kind of stuff is really fun to do.
I was going to say, the only reason I asked about that particular one is because with the DS's capabilities, I mean, all the voices sounded so super compressed to the point where everybody sounded like they were saying a run-on sentence every time. So I kind of felt bad for everybody voice acting in that game, even though I'm sure they put like 100% effort into it. And I'm sure the amount of having to yell every 5 minutes was just so much fun.
That's anime, right? That's what it is. Just, let's go, Zephyr! Yeah, I mean, I don't really remember. I think we had compressed time and things like that, but it was fun. It's fun to play a guy wielding a giant power and things. Fun.
Giant magician sexy boy?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, the ladies liked your character in that game.
Yes, we did. It's hard not to. How did you and your wife get involved in Deus Ex? Exactly.
Same way. I auditioned for it over something like 4 auditions and I got it. And then we didn't cast Megan for 4 or 5 months. And then they cast Megan, and it was just completely, she went into audition, they didn't know, and she got the part.
Would you say it's difficult to work with your spouse in terms of voice acting?
No, not really. I mean, we've worked together before on stage and stuff like that, so I didn't really... Maybe it helped. Maybe I have no idea.
In terms of Deus Ex, when you did your own playthrough, how did you go about making your own moral choices as Adam, even though you knew that you were doing the voice?
Right. When I played, I try to play without killing anybody. No, that's not true. I try to play without killing anybody who I think is a good guy. So I didn't kill any cops. I didn't kill any civilians or things like that. But if you're a bad guy, I would kill you. It's hard to play that way. You know, it's much easier to just waste everybody and go through the game.
Sam might know something about that.
I'm not going to lie. I tried to start pacifist, got down the elevator, started the first mission, and was like, oops.
Yeah, yeah, it's really hard. You can do it, but it's really hard. But for me, it's just I didn't really remember half of the stuff I recorded because it was over such a long period of time. So I was experiencing the game just like everybody else was. I really was. I didn't remember where the character went or how I convinced who to do what. So, yeah.
Did you freak out over Malik? Or did you save Malik?
The first time I played through, she died, and then I saved. She's right here. The Malik. Malik's right there. Yeah, I saved her the second time. It was awesome.
So seems like there's more and more video game studios opening up in Montreal all the time. Is there a good amount of work for a lot of voice actors in video games there right now? Or?
I think so. I don't live there. I live in Toronto and Los Angeles.
Oh, okay.
But I'm from there. From Montreal. That's where I did Deus Ex, was pretty much all in Montreal. I recorded some of it in Toronto. There's studios opening up everywhere, and it's getting to the point now that they just want good actors, so they'll hire you from wherever and fly you in. But, of course, always for the smaller roles, there's always going to be roles for actors in Montreal, and Toronto now, and Vancouver.
We do have to ask you, did you ask for this?
No, I never asked for this.
Well, I'm going to jump in with a couple, just a few fast ones for you. Deus Ex is a franchise with a lot of baggage, and did you feel intimidated approaching this as a project, or was it just another gig?
It's a good question. I actually don't remember if I was ever scared. I mean, I knew it was a really popular game, but I was just like, look, man, I'm just going to do my thing, and if you like it, you like it. If you don't like it, you don't like it. Some people don't like it, something I could do about that, right? I just perform it to the best of my... I did try to tribute the first game a little bit. I made him a little bit like the totally like J.C. Denton.
Yeah.
Kind of kept it that way on purpose. I don't really care. I hope they like it. I don't care if they like me or not.
Yeah. And how do you respond to critics who claim that you're doing the Batman voice?
Yeah, I started recording it before Dark Knight came out. So, not before Dark Knight was made. It was probably made around the same time, but I was recording it before I saw Dark Knight, so they can't say I ripped off Christian Bale. Christian Bale ripped off me.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.